The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Every Thursday until April 6th between 5 and 6 p.m. is Come Gold With Us Thursdays. Take a photo or video wearing your Karifta merchandise and cheer on our Karifta athletes. Follow us and like our Facebook page, 50th Karifta 2023. Then keep a lookout for our team and get a chance to win a golden ticket and many, many more giveaways for the 50th Karifta Games. For more details, email info@karifta50.com or call 808-GOLD.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is, give me the date, Aaron.
It's Thursday the 6th of April.
And it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day as we discuss Easter, as we discuss Holy Week, as we discuss what is happening in the Bahamas for the next few days, right? And of course, I have Erin Green, who's going to be co-hosting with me, because she's more religious than me. You go to church. You go to church, right? Erin, you don't go to church? You don't go to church often.
No, what I'm saying is that I have so many church days in the bank.
In the bank?
Right, that I have to...
You sound like you don't go to church often.
You know, like when civil servants retire and they tell them, oh, you got to take like 3 years vacation.
Because, from church.
Because you forgot to take vacation.
I'm not sure like, if he's the right person to be on the show at this particular time talking about Holy Week. But that's okay. That's okay. You give it a new perspective.
I was born Anglican.
Uh-huh.
And I could die Anglican.
Yes. We bury you well.
Yeah.
But anyway, today is Holy Week. And of course, I want it to be... interactive. So I want you to call in and say, what do you do during the Easter? Who has the best hot cross bun? I want some West Indians to call in and say, what do they eat during the Easter festivities, right? I want to know what type of church services you attend during Easter. You know, what type of food, you know, I know I eat fish, right, during Easter. So I want to talk about that. But I have some trivia questions too, right? The prizes are going to be distributed on Tuesday, not today, because, you know, we're closing down soon. In terms of, we're already in the holiday mode. Everything is slowing down for Friday, Good Friday. So, yes. So the first trivia question, I let Erin read, and you can call in. Right? Mm-hmm. You can call in and you get a prize if you know the answer for this. Okay, but let's go over the prizes, right? Because we still have those books. First, you need to say where we got the prizes from and give tribute to them.
So the trivia giveaway is a book called Luska and Other Fantastic Tales. It was a donation to On the Clock and Guardian Radio from Patricia Clinton McCullis and Nico McCullis, Luska and Other Fantastic Tales.
And I know we had a trivia last time we were here asking what is Luska. Do you remember what Luska is? Because I know you didn't know that day. But go ahead.
No, just because I didn't say anything didn't mean I didn't know.
And that's why I'm giving you the opportunity to say it out loud.
Luska is a real... See, that's the part y'all all got wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real animal.
Mm-hmm.
It is a sea creature, and it is half shark and half octopus.
Mm-hmm. And this plagued the Bahamas during when?
When pirates was underwater.
Yes. And in fact, it is a number of history books and a number of mythological books. But in reference to the Caribbean and the Americas, Luska is being referenced throughout. And of course, the Bahamas is centered around that.
Technically, you have to ask the question differently, though.
Go ahead.
Right? Because you ask when... Did the Luska exist?
Mm-hmm.
The Luska always existed.
No, it still exists
and
now.
Still exists.
Yeah.
When is the Luska first documented?
Mm-hmm.
That's when people with boats big enough to go far out in the ocean. Luska was always there, but we didn't see it until we could get that far out in the ocean.
In fact, Luska is referenced when there's hurricanes. So when anytime there's a major hurricane, Luska comes out and then pull down ships, whatever it is. And in fact, coincidentally and sadly, during Dorian, you see the term Luska was held around. People mentioned that surely Luska was the entity.
You sure
the
monster. It wasn't
Go ahead.
A salami?
A salami. Yeah, it could have been a salami too. But Luska is, what they say would have been a person, the thing that would drag people, bodies out of land and put them into the sea. So remember, we have a number of missing people.
See, now, I have a feeling that, like, you're going to suggest to me, like, all of this is mythical, right? But it kind of, because if I were a Luska, I wouldn't come out in the daytime, like Easter Monday holiday, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you can't go in the water after Discovery, after National Heroes Day, and you can't go in the water before Easter Monday holiday.
That's a rule someplace.
That's a law of the Bahamas.
Yes. Give me the dates again.
National Heroes Day is the cutoff. That's like the closing of the beach season.
That's October 12th.
And Easter Monday is the opening of the closed beach season for people who don't like cold.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Right. But, so I wouldn't, if I was Luska, I wouldn't come out in the daytime.
Well, let's ask that trivia so people can come. We didn't do that yet, right? We didn't ask the trivia.
No, I haven't asked it
yet. Okay, just ask the trivia so people can call in.
The first trivia question today. Give us two alternate names for Holy Thursday.
So today is Holy Thursday.
Yes.
And you want two additional names or substitute names.
Right. So we know it as Holy Thursday.
Yes.
But there are also two other names that the day is known as.
Yes.
And so the first question for the Luska giveaway is, give us two alternate names for Holy Thursday.
Good, good. And of course, like I said, you can call in and we can discuss what do you typically do during this period, during Easter. Go ahead.
Let me give them the numbers to call
the
in.
Numbers? But you don't know the numbers?
Well, I mean, just in case you can remind them.
That's true.
Because if I tell you the top five numbers in my phone, one of them is Chick Johnny.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't have a lot of space.
Yeah, that's good.
So to call in is a call in trivia only. I'm sorry, guys. Call in only. 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316. That's 325-4316. And 325-4259. Producer, I see we got a call on the line.
Go ahead, caller. How are you doing? Welcome to Garden Radio AM with Tia Nuri and Aaron Green. Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
This is Eric Sawyer, and the answer is Covenant Thursday and Monday Thursday.
Say it again?
Covenant Thursday and Monday Thursday.
I hear the second one, but I can't hear or make out the first word you said.
Covenant Thursday.
Covenant Thursday. I have to Google Covenant
Thursday.
You keep
talking, Mr.
Well, as we Google, I don't know if you qualify for this award prize, but I won't deny you. No, I won't deny you. But I had two different answers. So I look like I need to even, but mind you, the Google did say there are more.
Yeah.
That's one.
Mm-hmm.
Eric got to get the book.
How could he be so smart and he ain't going to soccer or QC? Sorry about that, Mr. Sawyer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Eric, we know your number already, right? We will hold the book for you, right?
Excellent.
That you have access. And okay, what we'll do is we'll still leave the question open because there's one answer we're looking for.
Yeah, so we got another book to give away.
We have another book to give away. But yes, we have the book for you. It's yours.
Cool.
Yes.
Absolutely. So let's go to the next caller, producer. Good morning, caller. You're on Guardian Radio AM.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, go ahead.
Good morning. Is it Holy Thursday?
Yeah. What are two other names for Holy Thursday?
The Holy Morning Thursday and the Passover.
Mind you, it is the Passover.
Hello.
But not well.
I can't hear you.
Passover is the period time, right?
Was the Passover before he was crucified the next day.
But Passover is a period, not necessarily a
one day.
So, but Monday is a particular day. During Passover.
I remember Jesus telling them to go prepare the Passover.
Yes.
And the washing of the feet, too, was Monday and Thursday also.
Yes. However, that is a particular day during Passover, and I need a next name.
Well, I said this is Holy Week, but this is Monday and Thursday.
Yes, that's right.
And I know the Passover and the washing of the feet supposed to have happened on this day.
Okay, Sparky.
Hello.
Here is your backup question, right? How you spell Monday? Because I'm not quite sure how you spell it.
Monday?
This is M-A-U-N-D-Y.
The prize is yours, Sparky.
The prize is yours, Sparky.
The prize is yours, Sparky.
I hear you.
The prize is yours.
The Sparky.
Yeah, Sparky. The prize is yours.
Hey, Aaron, did you get your cast off?
No, not yet.
Man, I got one cast on. But look, if I show you a picture of this cast, if I call this doctor name and tell you what he charged me to put over a little piece of cast on my hand, I got my hand broken, not my fingers, not my wrist. But the metacarpals, the bones between, I got two of them broken. Fella put one cast on me. And Aaron, if I tell you what the man charged me, well, Bahamians, learn how to put on cast is a good thing. That you become an entrepreneur making cast.
Absolutely.
Plenty yeah. money and making cash, boy.
Thank you very much, Sparky.
I tell you.
Okay, thanks again, Sparky. Let's go to the next caller there. Producer Pasha calling through. Go ahead, caller. Caller girl went.
Hello.
Hello, go ahead.
Hey, Nuri, you looking for a mystery Thursday?
A mystery? No, we're looking for another
Monday
name
Thursday,
for Holy
Thursday.
Holy Thursday.
Yeah, when you Google it, it's saying Mystery Thursday, Covenant Thursday. On Monday, Thursday, another.
How many of these words?
No.
Hold on, I'm going to Google again.
We got Covenant Thursday,
we
right?
Got Covenant
I Googled
Thursday.
That's correct. I've never seen Mystery Thursday, but there is another name that has not been called yet.
Yes.
By anyone, although there's a hint. Somebody gave a hint.
Yes.
So far.
So I can try again then.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So we're looking for a specific answer. Let me say, we're looking for a specific answer. And if anyone say that, we'll get the prize. Go ahead, producer. Pass your next caller too. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller Grin went. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? No? No connection? Okay, I hear you now.
Turn your radio down. Good morning. Turn your radio down.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Turn your radio down.
Hey, morning. How you doing?
Good,
doing
thank
well?
You.
What is Monday called Resurrection Day?
No, because he just died. Are we getting a crucifix?
Okay.
No, it's Good Friday.
Okay.
So he ain't resurrected yet. But thanks, though. Can we go to the next caller? Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller, Grin went. The lines are light up. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hi, yes. Is it Great Thursday?
What the word you said?
Great. G-R-E-A-T.
We got to Google that one because that's not the answer
well,
we're looking
Jesus.
For.
Share Thursday.
There you go. We're share, looking for
share
Thursday. And that's the answer
right.
we're actually
now,
looking
for.
Now,
give them the specific reference for Share Thursday.
Hold on.
No, not the citation. Then Share Thursday is about the washing of the feet.
Yes. Mm. Well, I was going to have that as a question. But I can't have that as a question anymore.
Oh, geez.
Because Aaron just gave up the answer. Thanks very much, Aaron. I appreciate
well,
it.
Nobody was going to get it because Bahamas is toe jam capital of the world.
There you go.
Oh, gee, no. They wash it. Some churches wash their feet.
Listen,
some of them doing it today.
If your Grammy was like my Grammy, of everybody in this country know how to wash their feet and the importance of it. Though I only take in joke.
Right,
but
right,
leave
right.
your name with the producer
okay.
and your phone number. And on Tuesday, mm-hmm. We'll make sure that there is a prize waiting for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Okay, let's read another question. Because
hello?
I see. Oh, yeah, Prince can get you now. Let's read another question because I see the phone is still blinking and I'm not sure we want to let him know that question finished with.
Okay, I got a question for
go ahead,
you.
Go ahead.
What is the prayer for Rosary Thursday?
Is it Rosary Thursday too?
I mean, maybe this is for our Catholics in particular.
Uh-huh.
What is the prayer for Rosary Thursday?
Interesting. Okay. But anyway, I want to know, that's a question. You come call and you can get a prize for that. But Aaron.
Yes.
What do you typically do on a Good Friday? You, as a Bohemian.
Like a good, any Friday I don't have to work is a good Friday.
No. The regular good Friday.
Oh, a good
like
Friday.
Like tomorrow
fish,
Friday.
Fishes.
So you do fish.
Right.
How do you prepare your fish?
Fry them.
So
now, traditional Bahamian style, lime, I mash my pepper and my salt, lime, and I rub that up. Now, I have a friend who's made a fish sauce called Hallelujah Fish Sauce. It'll resurrect your fish from the dead.
I can imagine.
Yeah, that's why we call it that. It's just excellent. It's tamarind time. So I'm going to fry some fish.
Any particular fish you tend to use?
I like the goggle eye. You fry them up small and just eat the whole thing. They're nice and crispy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this year I have some fish in the freezer. I got some mm-hmm. snappers. I got a little bit of mutton fillet. I got a little bit of grouper fillet. Like just a little bit.
Okay.
Little bit.
I find fish was more expensive this year. It's like $35 for five. And usually it's like a $25 range. Yeah. But I expect the economy and things change.
But I tell you what, when we've seen prices double and triple, we haven't seen that similar rise in prices in the fish market,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, the prices have gone up, but because the most important elements of this industry have gone up, the fuel for the boats,
mm-hmm.
fuel for the trucks, and electricity for freezers, for ice, right? All of these things have gone up tremendously, and I don't think we've seen that commensurate, right? Like the same mm-hmm. rise.
But what do you eat with your fish? Before we go to the next call, what do you eat with your fish?
Well, you see, my auntie is Ona Bailey, and so for a long time, I would eat Ona Bailey hot cross buns. I mean, it was just like a tradition.
The ones with raisin?
Yeah, but she didn't teach me.
You also have raisin?
Yeah, she didn't teach me how to make it, you see?
Okay.
So now I have to beg for hot cross buns.
We tried a couple of times making hot. It didn't come out. It's like something you pork people with. It was hot.
Yeah.
So we now determined to
That's because you Jamaican, you always buy, you always make bun.
Yeah, the different type of bun.
Yeah.
And I have already purchased my bun and cheese to eat for Easter. I'm not sure if behemoths know that it's a different type of bun that Jamaicans tend to eat.
No, I don't know if we know, but I like dinner roll and cheese.
Dinner roll and cheese?
Like if I can't get hot cross bun?
Yeah.
Dinner roll and cheese.
Yeah. But let's go to this next caller so we can hear what they do for Easter. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Yes, okay. You all get the answer yet?
Oh, yes, we did get the answer. We did get the answer, yes. I mean, for the next one.
For the Rosary Thursday question?
No.
Oh, for the alternate names for Monday, Thursday. Yes, we got the answer for that one already, sir.
Okay.
The alternate names for Monday, Thursday, well, for Holy Thursday are Monday, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
We found out today that it's also known as Covenant Thursday. Mm-hmm. It is also known as Sheer Thursday.
That's the answer we're looking for, Sheer.
Now, do you know what is the prayer for Rosary Thursday?
No, I'm Anglican.
I understand.
But listen, sir, I bet you didn't know that even as an Anglican, you know the answer to this question. You know the answer.
Guess.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. I'm going to throw out a clue and a hint, and if you get it, you can call us back, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
But go ahead and see.
Blessed are thou that know how to make hot cross buns.
I see the hint. Yes, I see the hint that you gave just now.
Yeah, yeah.
So good luck for that, for the answer. You can call in and take advantage of that. I noticed that Good Friday is not a beach day for Bahamians
because the season opens on Easter Monday. Easter Monday is the beach day.
Easter Monday is the beach day.
Yeah.
Because I know I go on the beach. I normally go all the way to Adelaide on Easter Monday.
Yeah.
To commune with the Anglican Church there. They tend to have a fish fry and a fair type thing.
Yeah.
So I do that every Easter Monday. Drive all the way out there.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, they just have grilling competition.
The grilling competition? Oh, okay. Oh, who's have a grilling competition? I see Kermit. Okay, the Anglican Church have a grilling competition, he's saying. Okay, good.
No, I knew that. I've been to church. I know that. Thank you very much.
I just go Adelaide. I go Adelaide and eat the food there and make sure that church there. But we have another caller there. Aaron, pass the caller through there, Kermit. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Can I get the radio station, please?
Yes, ma'am. You can get it. You ready to buy it now?
Sorry.
No, want it. You want it right now. You're on the clock.
The answer is Hail Mary prayer.
We give you the answer right now.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed are thou among.
No. Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
You sure that ain't the answer? Because Kermit vehemently said no, that ain't the answer.
Ma'am, give the producer your number. No, don't go. Just give the producer your Just give the producer your number, please.
Just in case.
Okay.
In case we got to call you back.
You're all out. You're a mess.
No, man. Listen, Cecil, I'm scared. Cecil, and my pastor about to call me right now.
Cecil, yeah. Spot a bottle,
someone call you. He needs to call me and give me the right answer so I can bring this book for him.
Okay.
But yes, give your number to the producer because we are agreeing over the answer right now.
No,
Kermit adamant. That's not the answer. But Kermit, that sound right though. It sound right. But anyway, take her number down still, just in case. Cause I, okay, go ahead.
Hello.
No, yeah, we got the producer gonna take your number right now. Don't hang up. Don't hang up.
Oh man.
You Googled that already, Aaron?
I had the answer, Mr. Nuri. The way that my phone is set up, it's mad that I haven't been to church in a long time.
I can see. Yeah. I can see.
But I have a nice Holy Week trivia thing here that we're going to get back to.
Yes.
Let's get back to the Holy Week trivia. Here is a question.
Go ahead.
It's an easier one.
Mm-hmm.
Which of these days that I'm about to list, which of these days does not fall during Holy Week?
Okay.
Which of these days is not a part of Holy Week? Holy Wednesday, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, Shrove Tuesday.
I know what Shrove Tuesday is.
You don't know?
Of course I know what Shrove Tuesday. They had a big celebration at the St. Anne's School. Shrove.
But I could have hopped there and you ain't bring me.
Yeah, but that's what the children was doing that.
Let's go to the phone.
You
line.
Need to be a better Anglican. That's what I need. You need to be a better Anglican.
It's very difficult to genuflect when you're foot in the castle.
You making any kind of excuses?
You really, you're not working with me.
Let's go to the corner. Go ahead, corner.
The answer to that one is Shrove Tuesday.
There you go, madam. There you go. Yeah. That's the correct answer.
Yeah, does not fall a part of Holy Week.
Absolutely.
That is the last day before the beginning of Lent.
Yes.
There you go. And what do we, okay, no, we could.
I call it a party day. That's when you do all the parties.
Yeah, that's when all the partying happens.
That's when all the
party. Mardi Gras, all the rest of that.
Yeah.
No, that's the last day. You can't party on the last day. You got to catch yourself.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Then move into Lent.
So are you Anglican, ma'am?
Definitely Anglican.
So what do you do during Easter?
So, Good Friday is always a very solemn day for me. I was taught as a young child that my mom, she was good or bad, but she always said that if you went out on Good Friday, something bad was going to happen to you. So, as a young teenager, I never left the house. If our friends would go to the movies, whatever, I said, no, I can't go. I'm in mourning today, blah, blah, blah. It's a solemn day, so we would eat fish. My dad would either stew fish, boil fish, or we would do fried snappers. And we would just eat corn crust buns and just hang out as a family and go to church and hang out as a family on Good Friday. But I don't even travel on Good Friday. It's like a day that nothing happens. You just either just go to church, eat fish, and you spend time with family. So if I'm going away to eat, so I travel either before Good Friday or I travel after Good Friday. I don't travel on Good Friday.
Okay. I normally watch The Passion of Christ and they get sad. They say, Lord, look what they do to my Lord.
Yeah. So
and watch the road.
That's a very holy day. And then Saturday is Easter Vigils, Mass at church. Sometimes I go. And then, of course, the Easter Sunday is a big Sunday Mass and family dinner as well.
What do you eat on Sunday?
I love Easter. I love Easter more than Christmas.
What?
So what about the Easter egg hunt, ma'am, and why haven't you invited me yet?
Mm.
Don't let this broke leg stop you.
The Easter egg hunt at my church is on Saturday from 12 to 3. Younger heart.
You see, you had to go.
So you're welcome to just eat candy and plenty of fun times. I haven't been in a while because my daughter is way beyond that age now.
Mm-hmm.
I would attend quite a bit.
That's good because I need a chaperone.
Yeah. But no, Easter, I love Easter. I love Easter, what it represents.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Thank you. And you already left your name with the producer. So we'll make sure that your prize is at the concierge desk, front desk, on Tuesday morning.
Okay, thank you so much.
No, thank you. I enjoyed you calling.
Bye.
That's the same lady who left a number. That's the same lady. Pass the next caller through. Go ahead, caller. How you doing?
Good day, how you doing? This Guardian Radio?
This is Guardian Radio.
Yes. Did they ever get the answer for the Rosary Thursday?
No. Go ahead. What answer do you have?
Is it Luminous Mystery?
There you go.
Yes, it is.
There you go.
You're right, sir.
So, Luminous Mystery.
And I appreciate that answer because we was round about what the answer really is. But and then you make
I'm a Catholic, you know.
Oh, that's what it is. Because they say it was a Catholic question. And they said Anglican should know.
I'm all the way from Freeport. How will I get that gift?
See? You need to have a family member to come pick it up. Tag you and say, come go pick up my gift for me.
Yeah, I wonder if I could give you a number and you have a caller.
Leave the number.
Give the number to the producer. The producer will forward the number to me. I will call her.
But before you, you already put them on, I want to ask some questions. Okay, before you go, what do Catholics do for Easter? No, turn down your radio and listen to me.
All right. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I can tell you one thing what we normally do on Good Friday, and that's some years ago. We normally used to hit this tree at 12 o'clock on Good Friday, and it bleeds. I know you all know that.
Hit a tree, and the trees bleed.
Yeah, at 12 o'clock on Good Friday.
Which tree, sir?
It looked more like a Kamalami tree. I can't remember. But the tree is no bleeds, more right? in use. I don't even see that tree now. And I was talking about 50-something years ago. But we used to always do it. Every Good Friday, we hit that tree.
And when you say we, who is we?
We, like me, my brothers, my sisters.
Okay, so not the reverend, not father. Father would come and hit the tree.
No, I never included him, never. No, but that's what used to happen every Friday. Trust me, every Good Friday.
Sir, for some reason,
I don't even see that tree around no more.
Have you written this story down, sir?
No, I never written it down.
Man, you got to write this down. Look how you all, okay, here's what I said. You just won yourself.
Aaron?
You just won yourself a copy of Luska and Other Fantastic Tales. So you, as you sit with that book, you got to start writing your own book.
Aaron?
I'm too old for that now. My memory even isn't that good.
Look, I know some pastors here ain't happy that he hit the tree and the tree's bleeding.
I about to say, sir.
Like I said, I'm living in Freeport, so how do I go about...
You leave the number of the person.
My cousin in Nassau. I can give you a number so you can call her.
Right, don't hang up the phone. Even if it sounds like you were hung up on, don't hang up. The producer is going to take your number. He's going to give it to me, and I'm going to call you, and we're going to make the arrangements.
That sounds good.
Yes.
Because I'm all about Easter.
Awesome. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling.
All right, no problem.
And Aaron, I didn't know so many people was so passionate about Easter. I thought Christmas was the big holiday.
No, it seems it's a big deal. See, now, this is where I, first of all, first things first. Sir, when you hit the tree, are you sure it wasn't a person in like, tree-like? Because in my former life, you may have found me in a yard looking like a tree. Just watching mangoes. Ain't nothing nefarious. Yeah. I just saying.
That sounds like a ritual,
Aaron. Let's talk about Easter.
Yeah.
Easter is actually the most important season within the Christian calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas is not. Easter is the thing.
I guess the idea that our Christ died for our sins starts Christianity, I guess.
But I mean, right, that's the root of it, right? The celebration of Christmas, we say, is the birth of Christ, right? Mm-hmm. That comes sort of later in the theology. But also it is sort of a mixing of pagan and Christian sentiment.
You still have paganness.
Dear Bahamas, I am... That's not the point, Mr.
That's
Murray.
Not the point. I just say that.
The point is that Easter is more important than Christmas in the Christian experience, in the Christian calendar.
Mm.
Right now, people say they're equally important. But I think Easter is...
No, I appreciate that.
...the most important part.
I can appreciate that.
I think it's the commercialization of Christmas that drives us to believe that it's the biggest part. Mm-hmm. When we don't tend to commercialize Easter in the same way. We got the Easter bunny, that's slightly separate.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, we got a
caller. But we have a caller here. Go ahead, caller. Thank you for calling Guy and Radio in the Air. We're talking Easter today.
Along with you and Yuri, Aaron.
Good morning, sir.
I'm calling to answer the mystery prayer.
The rosary.
Rosary prayer.
But the answer just was given. However, I would like to know, what do you do during Easter? How do you celebrate Easter?
Well, I usually go to church, but I wonder. I didn't hear the answer, but I got this. Yeah, answer, and tell me what you think of this luminous mystery.
And that was the answer.
That luminous?
Yeah, that's the correct answer.
Okay. Okay, but I used to go to church on Easter, Good Friday, Easter Sunday. I used to go to church.
Okay. What do you eat?
I eat the same food in which I usually eat. I don't eat like bun and stuff like that, you know, because I don't eat too much on sweets, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So another question, did you give up anything for Lent? And now that Lent is over, are you going to hold any of the practices you picked up or, you know, maintain the sacrifices that you made?
Well, really, I don't have any practices like that. You know what I'm saying? Number one, I'm a vegetarian. Yeah, so, you know, like I said, I don't get into the sweets like that.
I get you. Know? Yeah. So you're already on a good tick.
Say it again?
You already have some good culture and practices.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I just stick to them, you know?
Okay.
Okay. Thanks very much, Berman.
Say it again?
Thanks very much.
By the way, you know what I want to ask you, Aaron?
Yes, sir.
To the Lucas, what do you call it?
Luska.
Luster.
Lutz. In fact, people in Andres would tell me, like, I don't pronounce Andres properly. I think it's Lutzka is how it's actually pronounced. Lutzka.
Okay. The Lutzka is another name to it. It's a twofold name.
Lutzka. I didn't know there was a twofold name. I can't find that. But the book is called Lutzka and Other Fantastic Tales.
Okay. Let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
Which part of the... now I understood that you find mermaid in the Far East, Mediterranean Sea. Where do you find the Luster?
Well, first of all, Bremen, you could find mermaids in the Bahamian waters as well. I don't know where y'all get all these conspiracy theories like mermaids don't belong in the Caribbean Sea. I don't know how they get to the Mediterranean unless by the Blue Hole. Mermaids are definitely Caribbean. Luska is found in the waters...
of the Caribbean.
Of the Caribbean as well.
Mm. So it's a new world creature.
They have seen any recently?
Well, they blame hurricanes for Luska and any kind of sinking of ships, strange sinking of ships.
But they haven't seen it, you know?
Well, they might see the tentacles.
But this is why did Lusco only come out during hurricane? It's hard to see. They got a camouflage.
Mm. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Bremen. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I got another trivia question, Mr. Nguyen.
Okay. That's 1, 2, 3, 4 prizes we gave up so far. Just letting you know.
Oh, that's plenty.
That's plenty. I mean, we can do this last one.
Okay. Tell me if you like it.
Oh, that's a hard question. That's something worth Googling.
Yeah, this is a Google question.
Yeah, it's a Google question.
Yeah, we can do it?
Yeah, man, go ahead.
Okay, so here's the question, guys. In the 13th century, the church prohibited eating what during Holy Week? In the 13th century, the church said, you cannot eat this thing during Holy Week.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a trivia question.
Yeah. Okay, hopefully we have someone to answer that. Right, well, I want to ask you that. Do we know we have the Greek Orthodox Church.
Right, we have the Eastern and the Eastern Church,
Do they celebrate Easter?
Yeah, I think they celebrate...
How do they celebrate Easter?
They celebrate a week later. Like, a lot of the things, I think, are similar. Mm-hmm. There are things that are different,
mm-hmm.
but, like, their calendar is a week behind ours.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I say that, let me rephrase that, because they will say that our calendar is incorrect.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then theirs is correct.
If you're Eastern Orthodox, call. And let's understand how do you celebrate Easter in general, right?
Yeah.
But we have some callers here. Let's pass the caller through. Go ahead, producer. Pass the caller through. Caller, can you hear me?
Is it meat, Aaron?
Actually, no. That's not wrong. That's the wrong answer.
It's not meat.
Go ahead.
Mr. Lurie, how you doing?
I'm doing well. You call back.
Let me ask this question, Ms. Green. Let me ask this question, then. Today is Monday and Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm. Monday, Thursday.
Right. Now, this is Monday and Thursday, the Feast of the Passover. According to tradition, that means that Jesus is going to be crucified on tomorrow, the Friday, which we call as Good Friday, mm-hmm. right?
Yes,
sir. Today is the night of the Passover, the Feast of the Passover, mm-hmm. the washing of the feet. Jesus is supposed to be crucified tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
According to tradition, when I was growing up in Anglican Church, around about 3 o'clock tomorrow evening, there became what we call, the sun and the moon cross one another, what they call an eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
They said that the earth went dark. Then they said when Jesus gave up the goat, they had the ghost, they had to take the body down before the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the Jewish custom, the body had to come down off the cross and be buried before the Sabbath. That would put it to Friday evening, which was the Sabbath.
Okay.
Sunset Friday would have been the start of the Sabbath.
Yes.
Now, then they said he was in the tomb for 3 days. From sunset Friday to sunset Saturday is 1 day.
Mm-hmm.
From sunset Saturday to sunset Sunday is 2 days. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The third day had to be Monday.
Yeah, sunset to sunset, yeah.
So he couldn't arise on Sunday morning.
Well, we have
so
Easter Sunday.
So Sunday can't be Easter.
We have an Easter
Monday
Sunday.
Monday morning got to be the third day.
But we have an Easter Sunday and an Easter Monday.
No. But they go to church to say he's risen on Sunday. He couldn't rise on the second day because they said he was in the tomb for 3 days.
But the good thing is that he rose from the dead.
No. That's not my discussion.
I just say
that's
that.
How you want to end it. You can't be right all the time, Mr. Lurie.
I just say that
to count the 3 days.
But that's not important. Once
what do you mean it ain't important?
You only think Christ rises.
No, you told him you can't meet the church on Sunday and say he rose today and that's what he too did. So you're lying to me. He rose Monday.
You could become an Eastern Orthodox.
That's one thing. The truth is the truth. He rose on Monday, not on Sunday.
Okay, then.
Have a good day.
Yes. Well, whatever day you want to celebrate. Yes.
So you like
the once that once our Lord has risen. And that's the main thing.
So you like to row with Zach and Sparky want to row with God and the whole church.
Yeah,
Sparky, I can't take that on. I have some attending to church to do
first. The thing is, did he rise? And that's all it is. Did he rise? Whatever day, even if it comes 2 days late, once he rise, right? But anyway, let's go to the next caller. Caller, can you hear me? Sorry for that caller. Call back.
I got a text here that says 3 days equals Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I've got another text here that says, was Luska in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Mind you, they made reference to it, and the entity that was on the ship, Davy Jones Locker, has connections
right.
to the Luska
yeah, because of
mythology.
Yeah, yes. You could see that.
Yes.
Let's go to the call, and then
let's
I get
the
text. Good morning, caller.
Morning, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. Did you all get the answer for what they abstain from eating on Holy Week?
No, not yet, sir.
Not yet.
Is it meat?
No, it's not meat, sir.
Could you put me on to the producer, please?
Yes.
All right.
Producer, this person wants to talk to you. Thank you.
Now, mind you, there's a number of person texting in meat. But that's not the answer we're looking for.
Right.
And of course, if you go in Google, you'll
find the exact
answer for that.
So I got a text that says, growing up in Long Island, the Easter tradition would be to go on a boat with your family and other families to a small key off the island and camp the whole holiday weekend.
What do you mean by camp?
They mean take it rustic.
You mean live there for the weekend?
Yeah. See, and I got it now. Remember the lady who called to tell us about her Easter tradition, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we forget. I remember now because, you know, Anglican brain.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's a day of somberness, of low to no activity because you are in mourning, right?
Yes.
You are in this moment with Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you're supposed to really be sort of calm. When you go to the island to camp, it can be a retreat. It can
be
meditative type thing? Yeah, meditative and reflection. You're removing yourself from all the technology, all of the noise of the world, and you're going into a nice, calm space where you
that's
can
different.
Yeah.
Long Island people need to write that down because that's different.
Yeah, man.
I wonder if they take fish. I mean, they're always fishing. They should take fish.
They only need two.
But and why bun? I mean, I know Jamaicans have their own bun, spice bun, and the Bahamas have this hot cross bun, and you row which bun is better or whatever it is. But why the word bun? Is the rest of the world have buns also for?
Yeah, I think they do hot cross bun.
Yeah. What do Americans do during Easter? The Christians said, do they eat fish? Or only the Bahamas eat fish?
Well, no, I think Good Friday is a fish tradition.
It's a fish tradition.
Yeah, across the world.
And why fish?
Because he's a fisher of men. I mean, that's just an educated guess.
I know, I like it.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. I can't remember what it is. Huh? There's also a reason. There's also a significant meaning around the hot cross bun.
Oh, but they have the cross. They don't put a cross on it no more. The icing.
That's because that's expensive, but that ain't what it is. That may be a part of it, but there's an actual something else.
Mm-hmm.
I see we got a caller on the line.
Yeah, let's patch the caller through. Yeah. Producer, patch the caller through for me. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning, Ms. Green. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning, morning.
The sun goes up and the sun goes down every day, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday in the Bible?
No.
No.
All right. Now, let's be some logic here. He said, Father, if it not be thine will, if it not be my will, but thine will, right? Mm-hmm. Remove this cup from over me. Those are some of his last words, right? Yeshua, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so then to me, that would mean that he distinguished himself from the Father, the Creator. And so that prayer, when he said remove that cup, we know the cup is metaphoric. So there wasn't a cup on his head. So what he was actually meaning was the cup of death. So he never died, but they lied. He cried. And so what happened is, right, the Negro mind is so twisted and subverted and stained with colonial BS, right? Until the black man will never know himself and take his mind off the shelf until his back is against the wall, okay? So right. If you chop me and you beat me and you see me 3 days later, say, like, if I fall out and they knock out and they lay down and you say dead, and you see me 3 days later, you know what that means to me? I never was dead, and I don't care what nobody say. Give thanks.
Okay.
All right.
That's a different conspiracy theory.
But I wouldn't call it a conspiracy theory. I would say, though, right, that let's be easy. And let's take care with and for our Christian brethren, right? There are a lot of different theories out there. Just as Christianity is a theory to some, right? This is about faith. But, I mean, 52, I appreciate what you're saying. I just want to ask us to just moderate a little bit and be respectful of our Christian brethren. Nice. Let's be respectful of those who believe this doctrine. Right, to believe this, that this is their faith.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I have to believe in it to show or offer that respect, but I have to understand that that faith, their faith, is the core of their being. Right? It is the essence of who they are and their identity. And so even if you're trying to dissuade them of a belief, you have to do so in an empathetic and loving way. You know, we have to take care of each other. And I say the same thing to Christians who are talking to or about other faiths.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to find that space to treat each other with care.
Nice. I agree with you. Let's go to the next caller.
Amen, Aaron.
Blessings. Thank you.
Yeah. I couldn't say that no better. And that goes to the people to the Christians too. Like what you're saying, I try to paraphrase what you say. When they talk about homosexuality and different kind of stuff what they might not agree or they don't believe in, still show love with it.
Mm-hmm.
Love and understanding and respect.
Yeah.
Nuri dancing, eggs or yeast ready.
That's yours.
The book is yours. That's the answer. Eggs.
Oh, no, you know, thank you, but you have to. No, just a joke. Though. Get it in audio? No? You could maybe.
But it ain't in audio. It ain't in audio.
Like, you read it in a voice and give me that book in a CD.
Look at this.
But you ain't get it in Braille. And I can't read Braille anyhow.
Look at how we're going to have to make an audio.
I can take that book, boy. Thank you, boy.
No, that's cool. No problem. Take the information. That's great.
Still, leave your number with the producer.
Yes. I think you could see it. Y'all have caller ID there?
No, we don't have caller ID.
Okay.
He's going to patch you through, and then we'll see. I'll.
So the answer is yeast bready.
Eggs.
I Google that. I ask Alexa. Alexa, tell me the answer.
Yeah, yes. she's smart.
Yeah.
Alexa's smart.
She tell me, but share Thursday too with the person that answer.
Yeah.
Alexa's smart.
She also said it's Holy Thursday too.
Yeah. Holy Thursday, Covenant Thursday.
Yeah.
Some people call it Mystery Monday, Thursday, Monday, and share.
Yeah, I go all for the producer then.
Okay, right, thanks.
Thank you.
But let's go to the next call, producer. Or I'll get it while you get the number for. Let's see. I can answer that. No, it ain't working for me. Can you hear me, caller?
Yeah. Good morning, CA. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
You know, one of the things that defines the Christian belief is the act of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus told Thomas, you know, you believe because you've seen, but blessed are they who believe who have not seen.
Mm-hmm.
We were not there when these things were written or, you know, recorded, but we believe, and that is what faith is all about. You know, the Bible says, if you can see something, you don't have to believe for it. But if you cannot see it, you by faith, you believe it that, you know, call those things to be as they are. And so that is what we believe. Mm-hmm. We believe because of our faith in what has been written, faith in what, you know, history and every those who were there recorded. We believe it, and we hold to that. You know, mm-hmm. many were sent to prison, sent into the lion's den. And then I recall a man, his name is Polycarp, and he was thrown into the lion's den, and he was asked to renounce his faith. And he said, 86 years have I served him, and never one day he did me no wrong. Burn me, throw me into the lion's den. And many martyrs have gone to the grave believing in that. And so that is what sustains me and those of us who believe in this Jesus.
Amen.
Blessed Easter.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
We have another call up there. Producer Pastor calls through. Go ahead, caller. Turn on your radio.
Yeah. Sorry about that, caller. You got to turn down the radio. Now, in the Anglican Church, right? Anglicans, they work through scripture, doctrine, and tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Scripture, doctrine, and tradition. And they use those three elements, right? In religious leadership, they tell you to use it, right? That's how they navigate the world, essentially. Scripture, doctrine, and tradition. Pull those three together. And along with faith, right?
Mm-hmm.
And along with faith.
But does the Baptist Church celebrate Easter differently? Like the Methodist? Is there a different celebration? Like ceremony?
Right, like I don't know. The litany may be slightly different. I think we typically do the same thing. So the litany, like the readings, the way that the service is set up may be slightly different.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the music coming on now. It's now, what time is it?
11:56.
11:56. Oh, we're going to commercial break then.
Yeah.
So let's take a break, quick break, and then come back to the caller afterwards. This has been Guided Radio on AM with Cecil Nuri, and of course, Aaron Green is here with me. We'll be right back.
In the middle of the action with an all-expenses-paid trip, plus airfare, spending money, and accommodations to the next basketball playoffs. Just apply for any Scotia credit card. Spend $120 or more on a purchase, or use our Scotia Select Pay installment plan to win a slam-dunk trip to the next basketball playoffs, courtesy of your Scotia credit card. Visit bs.scotiabank.com for more information.
This Corrupted Minute is brought to you by Flying Dutchman, The Perfume Bar, Irish Spring, distributed by Thompson Trading Company, Little Caesars, CBS.
Vaccines protect those we love the most, our children and our grandchildren. I vaccinated my children to protect them. Getting your child immunized can protect them against diseases like polio, measles, whooping cough, and others. So protect your child today by getting them immunized. My grandchildren are vaccinated. You should do the same. Vaccinate your children and your grandchildren and make sure they are safe.
Take advantage of the National Vaccination Catch-Up Campaign, March 25th to April 6th. Visit your nearest clinic weekdays between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. On Saturday, March 25th, visit us at the Red Cross, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And on Saturday, April 1st, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., we'll be at the Mall at Marathon. COVID-19 vaccines are also available at all locations. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and USAID.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio on the AM. This is C.A. Nuri, and of course, Aaron Green is with me. We've got a number of texts, even voice notes, yeah. saying that they keep Good Friday sacred.
Yeah.
It's a somber day. They don't go out to the point where they believe bad things happen if they celebrate or have any kind of, cherry celebratory type festival.
Gallivanting. Yeah.
The day is not made for that. Skylarking. No skylarking at all. Yeah. Especially on the family island. They take Good Friday seriously, you know. Mm-hmm. But you have some text
Yeah,
there?
Man. We got a great text. It says, good morning, growing up. All the texts are great, by the way. And we're going to have a giveaway only for texters.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, we're going to have a day only for texters. We're going to give away some books.
Okay.
Good morning. Growing up in Cat Island, we used to go on pilgrimage to Mount Alvernia, where the Catholic priest used to stop at the 14 stations of the cross.
Ah.
Say a prayer until we reach the top of the hill where we used to have a picnic. I'm also aware of the tree that bleeds on Good Friday when you bruise it. Sorry for the late text, but I was driving when you all said that, so I had to pull over, I had to wait until it was safe. Thank mm-hmm. you, texter. So that's the second person that know about the
with
tree.
The tree. Let's yeah. quickly go to the caller online. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I didn't get y'all respond to what I've said. And secondly, right?
Uh-huh.
Have y'all heard me?
Go ahead. Repeat what you said.
What I'm saying, what I had said is, right, sunset to sunset is one day.
Yeah.
Okay? Other thing is, right, the gentleman who was speaking of faith. Now, I see faith in a different way, because if I go board a plane and believe the plane not going down and still go down, right?
Mm.
What do you call that?
Faith.
That's faith?
Yes.
I don't see it, but I believe it's not going down. But it still went down.
Yeah, but you still have faith.
Say it again?
You still have faith.
You still have faith.
Amen. Yeah.
So what you say about from sunset to sunset is one day?
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Brayman. I got a text that says the bleeding tree was in St. Matthew's Churchyard by the south entrance.
My Lord, they have a bleeding tree in St. Matthew's?
And the person say they mummy tell them they saw it. And it was a kamalami tree. If they mummy tell them they saw it, Cecil.
Yeah, but I know kamalami trees bleed. You think it would turn red. You hit it with a mm-hmm. cutlass, you turn red.
Gumbo limbo.
Yeah.
Kamalami.
Yeah.
Nature. Science.
But we now need to start writing down things that, what is bohemian, that we celebrate, and then have that for the next generation in case things change. I didn't know anything but this cutting tree.
Even if things don't change.